She was, now eager, now flinching, now dug in. It was the act of imagining herself as she had once been that enriched her syntax and extended not only her images, but the coherent flow of association that led directly into the task at hand. The better the speaker imagined herself, the more vividly she brought the dead doctor to life. It was, after all, a baptism by fire that was being described. To see her ambitious young self burning to know what her mentor knew, we had to see the mentor as well. An agent of threat and promise, a figure of equal complexity. The volatility of their exchange brought us to the heart of the reminiscence. The older doctor had been as embroiled as the younger one in a struggle of will and temperament that had joined them at the hip. The story here was not either the speaker or the doctor per se. It was what happened to each of them in the other's company. The place in which they met as talented belligerents was the one the eulogist had her eye on. It was here that she had engaged. This was what had supplied her, her balanced center. It was remarkable to me how excellent were relations between this narrator and this narration. The speaker never lost sight of why she was speaking, or perhaps more important,